I was recently speaking to children this past week and began by asking them a question, which is always dangerous, because once you ask a question, you can't stop the answers. But I asked them, when you have a computer with a virus, do you throw it out? They said, no. In fact, my father fixes computers. I go, what does he do? He erases the viruses and fixes it so the computer can run better. This image is what we have entered into Lent about. That the virus called sin or bad habits infects our hearts. And there are many temptations to say, I have to get rid of this computer. There are many temptations to say, oh, it'll never be better. I'm the same old person. Just get used to me. It's very easy to give up on yourself and to settle for mediocrity because faith is weak. Instead of saying, like Moses, look at this big ocean. How can we cross this ocean? Pharaoh's soldiers are after us. How could we possibly do it? We have nothing to eat in the desert. How can we do it? We have no water. And God is telling me to hit a rock, so water will come out of the rock. And there are 1,000 other examples in the sacred scriptures where things appear impossible. David, as a young man, is called to slay Goliath. Prophets are called to do wondrous things. What if all of them said, no, that's okay. I'm happy with the way things are. I'm only human. I can't be better. Instead of saying and praying, Lord, give me courage and give me vision. Give me ability not to give up on myself and on you. And on all those people that you send into my life to give me encouragement and strength. There is an old saying, God doesn't walk around the planet, but he does send people. He does send people to remind us of who we can be and how we can try. So every time you look at the weaknesses and the viruses in your life, don't say, well, that's it. No. Say deep in prayer, I don't know how God is gonna fix me, but he better do a good job. And even remind him, you promised to love me. You promised that those praying in faith, believing in you, will have their prayer answers. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who knocks has the door open. It is an old custom in prayer to remind God of the promises that he gave in scriptures and to say to him, keep your promises. This is respectful, this is loving, and it is courageous and reminds us, never be satisfied with viruses in your life. Even more so, don't give up, but say, God will fix this, I will work with him, and the amazing person that I will become is yet to be seen. Lent is about recycling our humanity into something even better than the original product. Slava Isusu Christu.